Now, hierarchy of the divine reality, the interrelationship of Sat-Chit-Ananda is such that there is no hurtful connection between the three. So that in a certain sense you can say Sat is the top. In a certain sense, say Ananda is the top. You can easily say from one point of view, Sat is the top. From another point of view, Ananda is the top. In a certain say, karma is the top. In a certain say, jnana is top. And therefore, in a complex teaching, you will find all kinds of statements which confuse and bewilder. While speaking of Ananda, you can say there is nothing like Ananda, it's a crown. And when you speak of Sat, you can say, well, without Sat, Ananda has no existence. Therefore, when you say the Ananda is crown, and if without Sat, crown cannot exist, then what is the position of Sat? You might say it is the top, it is the essence, it is something that is irreducible, without which Ananda has no even existence. So is Sat crown or Ananda is crown? Now it depends upon how you want to relate, at what point you stand. And at different standpoints, you can call one highest or the other highest and so on. Now this is what happens when you want to expound a complex teaching. Now, Bhagavad Gita's teaching is a complex teaching. Therefore, when Sri Krishna speaks of one, you find that he speaks of karma as the important thing. When in answer to the question, at the end of the second chapter, Arjuna complains and says that if you think that intelligence is superior to action, then why do you throw me into this ghora karma? That is the starting point of the third chapter, because at the end of the second chapter, Sri Krishna seems to give a great importance to Sita Pragya, who is settled in intelligence, and there is a complete quietude and silence. So it gives an impression as if silence is the top. Therefore the third chapter's question. And you'll find the same question being repeated at the beginning of the fifth chapter. Because even the fourth chapter ends by exalting jnana, although the fourth chapter starts with karma. Explains the yajna and says that no karma can be done without karma, a yajna. No yajna can be done without karma. Even though exalting karma in this way, the later portion of the fourth chapter speaks of jnana and exalting jnana. So that is why Arjuna in the beginning of the fifth chapter will ask again the same question. That now you tell me to give up karma, then you tell me that karma is superior. Why do you give me such kind of a contrary and contradictory statement? Tell me one thing which is certain and without any kind of ambiguity. But if the teaching is complex, then you cannot give absolutely in black and white, because the reality is complex. The whole of the Gita is therefore to be read with great care, to see where exactly the emphasis falls and why it falls, at what point it falls, and what exactly is the nature. So unless we know the relationship between Sat and Chit and Ananda, we will not understand the various emphases that lie in the whole book of the Bhagavad Gita. That is why my recommendation is to first have the mastery over the relationship between Sat, Chit and Ananda. And let us, although we have done this earlier, it is good once again to repeat this interrelationship. And let us say that the most fundamental is Sat. most fundamental. Now, when we say fundamental means essentially. Essence is that without which there is no starting point. It is that to which everything is ultimately reduced. It is that from which everything issues. That is the meaning of fundamental and essence. What is called tattvataha in the Gita's language, what is tattvataha, fundamentally, in essence? What is called antato gatva, having said everything, after all, what remains is this sat. If the whole world vanishes, gets dissolved, that still remains. It is something that overtops. It is that in the presence of which the immense universe seems only a petty swarm. These are different ways of describing. It is the remainder. In the Atharva Veda, there is the reference to Uchishta, that which remains. It is irreducible, that which remains ultimately, even if everything goes away, that remains.